This is St. Louis Public Radio. Governor-elect Eric Greitens' opposition to publicly funding a proposed soccer stadium is placing St. Louis's Major League Soccer bid in serious jeopardy. But a bigger question could be why state tax credits were included in the first place. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum explores whether soccer stadium backers could have avoided their gubernatorial obstacle.
When backers of bringing Major League Soccer to St. Louis rolled out their stadium proposal in November, it seemed that everything was in its right place. An ownership group known as SCSTL featured people with experience with top-flight sports franchises. And in stark contrast to the failed bid to keep the St. Louis Rams, this group promised a public vote before taxpayer funds were expended in St. Louis. What soccer stadium proponents apparently didn't foresee was what Governor-elect Eric Greitens had to say.
I was elected to put an end to business as usual, and I do not support welfare for millionaires. I support investing in the core priorities of the people of the state of Missouri.
In this particular case, Greitens' words are more than just rhetoric. The Republican official has the ability to nix $40 million in state tax credits that people like St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay say are critical for the plan. Without state participation, Slay says it's going to be very difficult to bring an MLS team here.
The state would have gotten a bigger benefit from the stadium itself than the city. I think the reaction that the governor made was totally by surprise.
Whoa, hold on there for a second. I've heard a lot of people saying they were surprised by Greitens' sentiments against publicly funding stadiums. But the truth is, Greitens' stance is hardly new. Back in November 2015, Greitens was asked what he thought about a bid to build a publicly financed riverfront football stadium. You know, the one aimed at keeping the Rams here. He called the Rams saga a scandal and added he opposed, quote, welfare for billionaires. So it seemed clear that Greitens wouldn't be wild about shelling out taxpayer dollars for a soccer stadium. Yet, SCSTL unveiled its plan to build a soccer stadium on November 17th, roughly a week after Greitens was elected governor. That prompted me to ask SCSTL's Dave Peacock why any stadium funding plan would include state incentives when the governor who could kill them is on record against publicly funding stadiums.
We did have discussion with people close to him that gave an indication that this would be an appropriate path, at least a start down. And then that situation changed, and once we heard otherwise, we withdrew the application and said, we want to work with you. I mean, at the end of the day, we've been transparent and said we want to work with people, not around people.
It should be noted that one of Greitens' advisors has disputed Peacock's statement, but Peacock is referring to how SCSTL wanted the Missouri Development Finance Board to approve tax credits. That plan was withdrawn after Greitens came out against the stadium plan. Governor Jay Nixon offered another explanation for why state incentives were included in the proposal. They make it more cost-effective to clear the stadium site.
If you think removing roads and cleaning trash off a site and making it developable is a stadium, it's not. This is the preparation work that's necessary for economic development so that you can then move forward.
Gubernatorial frustrations aside, the fact remains that soccer stadium backers have a big funding hole, and there aren't that many alternatives. Especially since St. Louis County officials aren't willing to give out taxpayer dollars out of the goodness of their hearts for a city-based project. Greitens met with SCSTL on Wednesday, but he says he's still opposed to publicly financing stadiums. Before that meeting, Peacock said he wasn't giving up hope.
At the end of the day, we've got to talk about all the alternatives with the governor-elect and hopefully convince him that it's a worthy project and something worth investing in.
St. Louis is competing against other cities for four Major League Soccer expansion franchises. And without a firm stadium plan, the MLS may look elsewhere to expand its footprint. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.